Knowledge and stories. Well, I don't think the traditional knowledge and stories have changed much. Possibly from a religious perspective, the numbers of people who believe in religious stories has probably decreased, certainly in England, where I'm from. But I don't think the stories and the knowledge themselves have changed, just people's attitude towards it, maybe. I think one interesting thing that I would not have predicted when I was a kid was the success of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. There's two reasons for this. One is I don't think it's particularly original. There were books, similar ideas in them, when I was a kid. I used to read them. And these were a niche market, which is my other reason why I would never have predicted the success of it. It was very much a niche market, so there were only few people interested in fantasy stories back at that time. I think, I mean, the main one was Lord of the Rings, and beyond that, there wasn't that much interest in it. It was only a certain part of the population, if you like, were interested in those kinds of stories of magic and wizards and things. So yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise that that became so famous and it's so popular. But other than that, I think the knowledge and stories, yeah, it hasn't really changed very much.